know, so whatever you believe in, you believe in it. So
people against injustice, and know that what we believe in is what we believe in, and do not waver. Daniel, they had a ordinance that told him not to pray, right? He knew that was against God. What did he do? He continued to pray. The three Hebrew boys, same thing. They wanted him, listen, you eat the king's food, you worship. They said, no, that's not what my God. They were willing to die. They were willing to go into the fiery furnace. They didn't know God was going to save them, but they were willing to die with what they believe in.
I'm not anti-vax. I just don't believe in what they're trying to do and force something because they never did it before. Let me break it down to you. Like, we put God in this, right? But what they're doing, it got nothing to do with God, right? So we have to go with the law, right? So they already breaking the law, but we allowing it. That's how I feel. But you're 100% right, because I stand on what, you know, I believe in God and everything. I probably not all the way there where you at, but I do believe in a God. Which God? My God that I believe in. You know, so I, whatever you believe in, you believe in it. Some people have two sides of it, and I'm saying whatever we're dealing with at this moment is not a godly matter, because they is not godly. We dealing with another demonic force. We have to actually, you know, fight against it, which you have to believe in what you believe in, and stand against it, and stand on your 10 toes, whatever you believe in, and don't ever agree to that jab of something. But look, they telling us you can't work and get money, and you have to get something. What if I had corona, and I have an antibody, but I still got to get the vaccine? This is not about health anymore. This is something way deeper. And it's the 1% doing it, and they trying to cut out the middleman. Like ain't no middle class anymore. Either you got it or you don't, and they trying to do it for corporations. That's how I feel. Please don't get mad at me, but I really love what you're saying, because to me you sound like you're a godly person. But yes, God is going to help us, because that's what we're standing on. But they not even thinking about that. It's another side what they dealing with. That's how I feel.
You know, Nestor, I love you. And I appreciate you tremendously, because that's exactly what we need. We need people to make sure that we stay connected, right, to what we believed in. And that's what you said. Whatever it is that you believe in, you stay connected. But one of the things I'll say a little different is that you have to bring God in every situation. Because I am a follower of Christ. Follower, that means that everything I do, God has to be in it. It doesn't matter if the other side, even when I go into, and I've dealt with cases, right? I'm a lawyer, right? From sitting as a judge and as a lawyer. You know what? Almost every one of my cases, God is in. I may quote scriptures and they don't know it. Why? Because I have to stay true, no matter what, to the God that I serve. And so at the end of the day, they may not, but that's why we are, right? So that's why, you know, when it comes down to medical decisions, I go to the Bible. I go get scriptures. Okay, God, what is it that I need to understand, regardless of what they do? And that's where you get God's revelation and his understanding, is you got to keep him a part of what you do, despite what they do. I don't expect the world to do it, because the person who controls this world, the word of God said it, is the devil, right? He has the lease over this land for a period of time when Adam lost it. So I can't expect any of these mountains and these institutions to be godly. And if you're in America, every day they're trying to eradicate God, right? They don't want God in nothing. They don't want him in the schools, education. They don't want him a part of our lives. That's not, but that doesn't mean that I can't, right? Regardless.
Right. I love you logically. Really, I'm about to follow you. I love you. Because you're saying exactly what I'm saying. You stand on your 10 toes. You put God first. Because you're going to believe what you believe. I believe God made me perfect. And I could fight anything that's going to form against me. But they trying to tell me this is going to save me. That is not what's happening.
Yes, okay? You're right.
So you have to believe in how he made you and you're perfect. And if you had corona, why do I need it? Because you already have the antibodies to fight it, but you're forcing me for it. That's how I feel. It's like,
Nestor, Nikki, this is Mitchell. This is Mitchell. I want you as a judge to swear to everybody here that you are going to stand on the military tribunals and the Nuremberg tribunals where these people are tried against humanity for exterminating our children. Because you know the FDA has now authorized the poisonous death shots to kill our children. And I would love, as a judge of your stature, if you've been in the law for a long time, I don't know, but that you will stand on the courts and even establish a justice court to bring these criminals to justice, because what they have just committed is atrocity. And we are in Revelations, and I do believe that we are on the right side of destiny. We do believe in God. Some people don't, and that's okay. But there is a moral conscience and a moral code of conduct and a standard of morality that you do not cross. And these evil, demonic, sentient beings that have sold their souls to the devil's control, these Luciferian scum that have sold our children down the line, who have said that this is going to be authorized, all 17 of them except for one, and saying, well, we will never know the results. We will not know the understanding of these vaccines and what they will do unless we implement them. I would love for you to swear in all the attorneys and all the lawyers and all the justices, whatever, that they will try these people and hang them for treason and murder and crimes against humanity. Will you do that, judge?
Let me I'm gonna say it a little bit better, and this might not be what it is that you were looking for. What I'm able to do is what I'm able to do, right? I cannot speak for everybody. I have colleagues that believe very different, and you have to know that, you know, you might understand my perspective and know without having said everything about what I believe in, right? I'm a part of the minority, right? However, because of the God I serve, it doesn't matter if I'm one person. Daniel carried the weight of an entire country, right? When he fasted and prayed for 3 days. And God said, listen, I mean, 21, right? And at the end of the 21 days, God said, okay, I heard your prayers, but you have to fight. He was an army of one, right? Paul was an army of one, right? So sometimes Jesus had to do all those things by himself. So the thing at the end of the day, all that God requires is for our individual obedience. That's what he does. Now, God allowed me to be in the law because that's where he called me, right? And I believe he called me not only in the natural, but also in the spiritual. One of the things, if you look at my bio, I say that I'm senior legal counsel for God's team. Because of the things I deal with, I think legally, legislatively, and even in the spiritual realm, right? So that's why God called me. And I believe God gives us two functionalities. This is when he called the disciples, he never changed their assignment or their occupation. He said, if you're a fisherman, then I just need you to continue to do that and just become a fisher of men instead of a fisherman of fish, right? So we still have to stay true to our assignment. And I am, right? Until I go down, whatever that may be, right? And I listen, without saying a whole lot, I'm actually probably not in a situation that I'm safeguarded even from what I do. But regardless of a title, regardless of a license, guess what I'm going to continue to do? Who God called me to be, right? With or without a penny.
I think she's a judge of some degree. I don't know though. It almost sounds so, and I don't mean that respectfully. It almost sounds, you know, almost. It just almost sounds a little bit juvenile to say we all just need to do what we do and fish and, you know, water our lawn. And I don't know. I mean, at the end of the day, I think some can do a little bit more, to be honest.
I think what we need to do is they're trying to force us into a situation like cutting off your money supply. They're cutting off the food. They're cutting off a lot of things. It's on purpose. Right? So now we have to stand together and come together and take away their power. The power they have is this fiat, the money, and everything that they're trying to make us submit to, right? forget their jobs, forget what you're doing. We have to be able to be self-sustainable. Like, go back to the old days. Remember when you were bartering and we were doing stuff and you grow food? We have to actually have to do things ourselves and stop worrying about what they think we need from them, whoever them is. But we need to change our whole perspective. Stop worrying about the things they dangle in front of our faces, all the random materials and stuff like that. So we have to change everything and go back. We have to slow down the game clutching. That's all. Like, they's winning, but they can't win if we come together. That's how I feel. And that's the angle.
Hey, may I please be? I'll be really brief. But I think Michelle said it earlier, you can lead people to water, but you can't make them drink. And I think it was pretty Brown. Well, anyway, I think that the thing we need to point out is people's mindsets. We all live in the same place, same, breathe the same air, the same moon over my head is over everybody's head, same sun. But we have to think about what led people to think that these people who have administered these vaccines and what was ever in the business of saving us. See, you put your trust in man rather than your creator. But you talk a good game. But see, you voted. You bastards that voted. That's taking a jab. You entrusted a system that never worked for you. Never worked in your favor. Never will, but you took your asses up there and you voted for these damn people. Excuse me. You went up there and voted for these same bastards that's coming up with these legislations now, time and time again. You have to speak people's mindsets. You are retarded. Forgive me for saying this. I have to say it. You are a fool. If you feel like you're a part of this system and you're going to just go along because they have these things in place, the reason why all of you have Apple phones and the shit's on your wrist, because you are followers and you love your masters, and whatever they dangle in your face, you motherfuckers are going to turn into zombies because those are your saviors. Those are your saviors. And I'm sorry for those of you who have taken the vaccine. That's what your motherfucking ass get. That's what you get. Hey.